USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from that country gets closer. Acting Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson says that the U.S.'s commitment to that country does not end on August 31st. He also tells CBS News that he believes there will still be attempts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the deadline.
We believe that there will be possibilities for Americans to be able to get out of this country. That's been part of the nascent conversations, many of which have taken place in Doha about with the Taliban about potential ways forward. We'll have to see how that works out. But America's commitment to American citizens in particular, to our staff, to those who served our country, that isn't going to end.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Those on Social Security will see a large cost of living raise next year. But will it really be much of a raise? Tim Berg has more.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Amid the chaos and confusion at the airport in Afghanistan, life goes on. John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men face trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.